The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
You.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy, Wax.
And we're back. Now, for the pussy-ass motherfucker that keeps writing weird-ass comments underneath our Instagram, you're fucking sick. Like, I don't know what the hell is wrong with this nigga or what his problem is with us, but he has a vendetta. And it's not even us, because he really just keeps talking about you.
Yeah.
But the other day,
me?
Yeah, he keeps saying, I mean, he talks about the show, but it's mainly towards comments and things that you have to say.
What'd I say wrong?
And I don't know, because I don't think we understand what's going on here. This shit is like a fucking comedy podcast.
This is what we do.
That's what it is.
We
like,
come here to entertain y'all motherfuckers.
It's not like, ha, 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 funny, but it's funny as shit.
Yeah.
Right? Because it just is what it is. And like, for some reason, he thought that this was like a informative...
Do I look informative?
No, you don't. You absolutely look the opposite of that. So that's why I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
He's like, we need the positive, informative black shows. What content is this?
Yeah, wow.
And it's like, bro, who fucking pissed in your Cheerios?
Yeah. How did he look? Did he get any pussy?
He's a bot. Like that, and that's the crazier thing, because he said whatever about us. I'm about to pull it up. He said whatever about the show, and then he had mad likes on it. So people were saying stuff like they were backing it. I'm like, hold on, let me do some investigating.
See what's going on.
I look at it, and they all bots that liked his stupid ass comment with his bitch ass. So basically, that's just him. Yeah. So he's creating tension for some fucking reason. He doesn't like you. Did you fuck his bitch?
It gotta probably be something like that, because I don't mess with nobody. I'm out of everybody's way. I'm probably, if we fuck the same girl, that's probably me on my nasty shit one of these horny nights I had. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I probably don't go after the same girl. Like, if a girl coming to my somewhere and trying to talk to me, and as soon as I ask you for a naked picture, something, that's exactly how fast I don't want to talk to you ever. If I give you some conversation, then but that might be one of your girls, maybe.
Okay, so first of all, this motherfucker is a weirdo. His name is Daryl.
Daryl, bitch.
Now, Daryl with your bitch ass. First of all, this is Daryl. All his whole page is pictures of his baby, which looks even weirder because he cuts his head out of every picture, and we'll slap the shit out of you, Daryl. Yeah. Now, let me tell you, he said, do black folks, first of all, learn how to fucking spell and write, nigga.
Maybe
do black
cousin.
Folks ever gonna talk about, like, what the fuck? That don't even make sense, bitch. You need to learn English before you.
Is that a daughter he has? Because we're trying to change,
listen,
we got daughters.
Do black folks ever gonna talk about positivity and respect? This all because you said once you nut, the people points go down.
This is truth.
But
he must never nut it before. I see you got a baby. That might be the other girl. The other
I'm not gonna lie. That shit has 638 likes.
My nigga, you did something in life. You let your boy fuck your girl, and now you taking care of the baby, and you got a bunch of fucking likes on your shit. That probably ain't your baby, son.
Yo, but
what are you talking?
But when I looked at all of them, it like legit was like people with no followers. It was like all him.
Yeah, that's him.
You know what I mean? So I don't know what his vendetta is with you. Yeah,
you
he
so
has
sneaky,
a problem.
You snuck yourself out of not having that baby. That baby is not
that's
yours.
Not his baby. He probably stole that baby.
You sneaky motherfucker. He snuck
trust
my baby.
That bitch ass Daryl nigga. Either way, what you been doing this week? Like, what's up? What you got coming?
Just flying all over the place, man. Trying to make some moves. Trying
to make
things happen.
You don't look that fly. Oh, you know what? You do
look
a little different.
I don't look fly.
What are those on your feet? Gore-Tex?
No, these are Target. I mean, Publix. I get everything for Publix now. So Publix got me some new kicks.
Publix does not have boots.
Yo, Publix got Publix boots, white tees. I got these from Publix. I got this from Publix. I work there now. So
I go to Publix all the time. They do not have clothes.
Go to
nigga.
One in Carolina, man. I'm trying to get the store together.
What access that? Where are those?
These are Publix boots.
What are those though? No Publix. More Tim's? What happened to Tim's?
I still got Tim's, but you know, I wanted to wear the Publix gear. I'm promoting them. They told me to come out here and promote their shit.
First of all.
Publix.
Like, I don't even know what to say.
Like, what you
There's no way you got boots from Publix, my nigga. I go to Publix my gear all the time.
No, the one in Carolina, we starting it there right now.
No, this nigga is Publix.
I work
shit.
There now. I'm telling
no,
you.
No, you do I'm not.
I'm in there. You know, listen, anywhere I go somewhere, I'm always go talk to the head
why
guy.
Why are you mad annoying? Like, why can't you just say what kind of boots they are?
They Publix boots.
All right. I'm just going to move on because I want to know what those are. I'm going to put them on Instagram and see if anybody knows.
These are Publix.
I thought they were Gore-Tex because, like, that's Jersey of you. What are these boots?
These are Publix.
I'm Googling them because I'm really boots. Just like, if it say Publix, I'm a fucking die on this graph.
This is what we bringing into the fucking store now. They starting inside Publix inside of South Carolina where I work at.
Nigga, that's just a Foot Locker.
Publix.
Oh, you got a couple dollars.
Publix.
Nah, I'm not going to lie. Wax got a couple dollars. These is a little more than Tim's. Where you get, what you been doing?
Publix.
It's not Publix, my nigga. They got this shit on Essence. You get some money.
Publix. Right, Essence whatever. And Publix is kind of the same thing. That's where they're getting all this stuff from.
I'm going to just let it go. That might be the flyest thing you've had on since we've seen you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Who put you on? You got a new boo?
Me?
No, the nigga next to you. Yes, nigga.
Nah, nobody like me, man. I kind of really feel that. You know, remember I used to always put on my post, Wax can't get nobody, I can't get nobody. And I really can't get nobody. Like, I'm like, why nobody don't like me? I was like, should I just go out there just doing like 6 month girlfriends or something like that?
6 month girlfriends?
Yeah, just
what's
go out there,
that?
Just
like,
be my girl for 6 months and then get out of here. We like each other for 6 months real hard. We don't cheat on each other. No, don't jump into nobody's DMs. Don't send no titty pictures. I don't send no meat pictures. And, you know.
After 6 months is when it really start getting good.
Nah. 6 months, the first 6 months is
the first
like,
6 months is fire. But then after like, when you hit 6 months, you like, yo, it's really been 6 months. And then you turn it up.
Nah, you get rid of that person. You get rid of them so you can miss them for the rest of your life. That's real
Why
love.
Why would you want to do that?
Yeah, that's real love. I feel like when I miss you, it's like, oh, I can't wait to see you all the time. So if you already here, I can't get that feeling.
I can't wait till you old and alone. Because like, because that's what's been happening. Like, you can't just go through life like that. You know, like, it's always the guys like you who, like, when they get old and they get sick or they by themselves, they be like, you know, I should have wiped up that damn Tiffany. I should have wiped up that damn
Monica.
I should have wiped up that damn Tasha.
Now, listen, you're right, but I would call myself the modern day coward. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep
he
it real.
Said it, not
Listen,
me.
And
like,
I'm
going to
keep it real because I'm just so scared. And I can't say it's my karma because I always kept it real with everybody. But I just, that feeling, you know, I'm just a coward. I hate that hurt feeling. That I feel like if I could control my feeling, I'm not going to get in a relationship again. Nothing
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that is like, you're scary. And I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of guys that are like that. Like, if you ever been through something, it's almost like y'all take it out on everybody else for the rest of your life.
No. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to take it out on them. I just want to be like, you know what? If I'm by myself, I'm like the coolest person in the world. Only people that talk shit and be mad at me is the motherfuckers I was fucking with. Like, what the fuck is going on? If I wasn't fucking
Because
with
they
you.
Know you and they know you ain't shit. Like, these other motherfuckers don't know you. So, of course you cool, nigga. Once a nigga get to know you, you be like, this nigga ain't that cool at all.
No. It's like, I guess it's if you had a baby by me or something. Other than that. But that's showing your real colors, no? No.
Yes,
no.
It is. They know you better than everybody.
No, because I think it's a lot of girls, it's like, if I stop being with you, and then that's when you end up having a problem with me. I don't never have a problem with girls that always have access to me. I got access, girls have access to me for years and years. We still the coolest motherfuckers in the world. And we did the exact same thing that me and other girls did.
Y'all didn't have a baby. Once you have a baby, that's when you're going to find out everything about somebody.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, the girl got you by the balls and she got full control. There ain't nothing.
But that's in your mind, and that's probably what you buck against. And that's probably why everyone you have a baby with, you have issues with. Because you're like, oh, you got me
not
by
all
the
of
balls.
Them. I ain't got issues with all of
you
them.
You don't?
Not all of them.
You only got two, and I think you have issues with both. So what's
happening? I got issues with both.
You wish, did something happen in the midst of...
Jesus is real.
I don't know. Which one?
Jesus is only one Jesus.
Both? So you're good with both?
Yeah, I'm good with both, man. I've been praying. So like I said, I've been praying a whole lot more and just... I think time tells everything. Time heal wounds. Time just... You know, I think it's... We all looking at the bigger picture now. I think we was all being a little selfish at one time. And
I was trying to tell you that about yourself, but you didn't want to admit it.
But we all got selfishness in it. We all got cowardness in it. It just all depends on
people was attacking me and everything. Like, you don't know that situation. I'm like, I do. He's being selfish. I do know.
Nah, I mean, it wasn't always me.
But you played a part.
I definitely played a part.
And that's the thing. Like, when you play no part, then the other part could kind of like diminish. But when you play even a minimal part, it's still like a fight. For who's going to win. And I think that's what a lot of shit happens in relationships. That's why I be trying to tell. Like, even when I'm talking to my friends about certain things, they're like, all right, so which way is it going to be? And I'm like, I'm not against this nigga. Like, me and him on the same team. So, right, like, it ain't which way is it going to be. We going to fucking figure it out.
So who usually bow out? Me, I'm bow out. I bow out all the time.
See, but I don't feel like that's healthy. Like, and to be honest, like, when you do that, I feel like that's like a Band-Aid, right? Because you still gonna feel whatever way you feel.
Yes.
So, like, I have an issue that I'm going through, and it's like, my nigga feel this way, and I feel this way, right? So it's like, we keep bumping heads on the same fucking thing. Like, keep bumping heads. But everything else is great. But this one thing, we keep bumping heads on. So the agreement is to come to a middle ground. And still we have not figured out what the middle ground is.
It's hard.
But this is new. It's a new thing. Like, all right, yo, we going to figure out middle ground for this. But, like, I had to talk to him about it the other day. And I'm like, look, before it boils back up, because you know it's going
it's
to.
Coming back up.
Let's figure out this middle ground or it's going to boil back up. You can only keep boiling back up so much before that shit flow over the motherfucking pot.
Yes. For sure.
Like, you could keep blowing up, and then it's like, you could bring it
back
down. But, like, stop doing that. Don't wait till it boils up for you to figure something out.
Yeah, and time is just the water going up higher. So when you start boiling up higher, it's like, it's going to definitely overflow.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to figure it out. But I think with us, we, like, avoid a lot of things. Like, we don't like
to. You try to.
I don't.
I want good days. I feel like if I could control a day, and I could have 24 hours, if that 24 hours is good, my months will start being good. You know what I'm saying? But if those 24
hours
are
not good. No, but you sweeping some shit under the rug, it's like a pile of dirt. That shit is still there. So it's kind of like you got to address the shit the sooner the better. Because if not, like, you
got... That's my cowardness.
So you want a 24-hour good or you want a lifetime good? That's what I'm saying.
Never fixed. You're right.
It's not fixed. You just keep pushing it off. And I think with guys, that's what y'all do a lot. And I'm not, I mean, people say I'm biased when I say stuff like that. But that's in my experience that I feel like y'all be like, all right, I'm going to push it all the way to the edge and then I'll address it. It's like, nigga, get it the fuck over
with. That's why I think a lot of married men is not happy because they allow their wife, and I'm one of them, they allow their wife to just, all right, she won. All
right,
she won.
Yeah, that's not right.
Just agree.
That's not right.
But if you argue back, you're going to lose. And if you win that argument, bro,
why would you even? That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. This is what always is the problem. You're going to lose what? Like, y'all motherfuckers are together. What the fuck do you mean you're going to lose? It should be, we win together. Like, not I lose, you lose, we. That's what the problem is.
I wish every female felt like that. They have to win. If they lose that argument, if they lose or you catch them out or something like that, you're going to pay for that.
But sometimes I feel like that. Like, I feel like me, the way that I am is like, I am always used to having things more my way.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like, why do, like, this shit is always your motherfucking way, nigga. Because the way I am is I don't, like, even though I could debate things, like, we know I'm good at that. But nobody wants to really argue. Like, it's a difference between, like, debating something and arguing. When you arguing and you feel fucked up and you can't sleep, who the fuck wants to feel like that?
And we both feel the exact same way. So I don't want the other person to feel like I don't feel like that either. Like,
nah, but y'all be acting like y'all don't feel like that.
Y'all
be crying and shit. Y'all be crying and shit, acting like nothing wrong with y'all. But then, because I know that y'all be feeling the way, because, like, I talk to my homeboys and y'all be in y'all fucking feelings, but y'all won't tell the bitch.
Nope.
That's sick.
Nope, I don't want you to let
you. Because we be telling y'all, hey, not everybody, but like, I know a lot of people that are like me, I'll tell you how I feel. Like,
nobody want to be in a vulnerable stage. You know what I'm saying? Once you get vulnerable.
No, y'all don't want to be in a vulnerable stage. Vulnerable. He got me saying it like that. Vulnerable space.
Nah, no, none of us want to be there. And that's kind of wild. I mean, we do have to get it together. Like I said, I think we all got coward in us.
I think it's you.
I mean, I take my cowardness, like just I said, and I apologize to anybody that, you know, I was really a coward to.
What is that? Like non-confrontational, right?
Yeah, man. I just be like, you got it. And I just, even though it ain't resolved, I just get out the way.
But why does a discussion about what you got going on with the person where y'all have different opinions, why does it have to be a confrontation? That's what I'm saying. It's a discussion.
It is, but it starts turning into that when you strongly 100% feel like that, and I strongly 100%
feel like that. Well, you 100% got to get somebody to understand why you feel how you feel. And that's it. That problem is y'all don't like opening up, or people don't like opening up. And then when y'all finally do it, be because motherfucker about to leave your ass. You're like, wait, baby, I'm going to tell you everything.
You're a cat against the wall.
Yeah, but why y'all, that's bad, because that's like, what's the word I'm looking for? That's like real toxic. Because what it is you like, you have the opportunity to make the shit cool, but you wait until it's not cool to then open up.
Only when I know only when I know you know better. If I know you know better, I see you do it and I won't say nothing. But if I don't think you know better, then I correct it right then and there. But if I'm like, you know better, fuck that.
I mean,
then I'll hold it for so long.
Sometimes people got different things. They think different things. You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean by know better? Like, it might be something in your mind that's a violation that I might not think is. So you got to explain something to people. Like with me, we already know I got a smart ass mouth. So nine times out of 10, if you say something to me, say I feel away, this is something I do that's probably not good. But like, I'll say something negative a little bit as a jab. Mm-hmm. But it's like really how I feel, right? It's like, I'll be like, say we were supposed to go to Applebee's on Tuesday. You tell me we're not going to Applebee's. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, you like, yeah, I'm about to go eat with my friend. Oh, but you can't go to, you know, because as long as you don't go to Applebee's, because we know you don't fuck with that. And it's like, damn, yo, you always got something smart to say.
Always,
but it's
jabber.
Like, but it's not that. It's more so like, you got to look behind that, like, oh, well, why is she saying that? But if you don't care that much, you just going to look past it. It's like, oh, I fell away because you ain't going with me to Applebee's, nigga.
I mean, little stuff like that is peace.
But some people, that'll fuck it up.
I'm talking about all things blatantly, like you scratching my car with a
But then that's a person you need to leave.
But no, not directly that's what they doing. But I'm saying that much so to where it's like, you know better. You know not to scratch my car. You know not to do that. You
I
know
mean,
not to
some
do
people
that.
Just,
you
I don't, it's not like that though. Some people, it's like, you really still got to tell them. Like, it's certain things that I think people just naturally know, but they don't. You get what I'm saying? Like, so sometimes when you dealing with somebody, you literally physically got to go through everything. Like, I don't like when you do that. And stop a motherfucker right then and there. Like, I had to tell somebody, like, you don't like the comments? I don't pay attention to when I say them. I just say them.
Yeah.
So when I say it, say something to me.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, I'm not really feeling like you see, you just did it right
there. So you think we all got different minds for real?
No, Wax. We got the same one track mind.
So what color is that?
You're colorblind. You know boys are colorblind.
No, I'm just saying, we all know
what
that
color do you think that is?
I know that's a wall is red. I know that's black. And I know this light is white. And I'm saying, I'm talking about stuff like that.
What color is this, though? You get what I'm saying? Like that?
Fuchsias.
See, I wouldn't have said that. I'd have been like, that's like a purple.
I wear purple?
Yeah, you look like Barney and Grimace. My nigga Grimace over here and shit. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Just trying to tickle my fancy.
Like, that's too easy. If black and white is cool, but like, that's purple. You get what I'm saying?
So this is fuchsias.
Exactly. Now you see, you think we got the same mind?
Nah, I understand.
What color is
this? I should have stated like 30 other relationships.
You see what I mean?
That's gray, brown.
Yeah, see, I would have said tan or sand.
Oh, that's smart people shit.
Yeah, like khaki.
That's smart people.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's pure example of something that simple shows you that we really be. That's
okay,
how you have to.
You drink and I hate drinking.
You have to communicate. I don't drink.
No more. Woohoo. How many days is this sober? I told you to get the app.
Okay, so let's get into the show for real. Like, you know, we gonna give out advice like we always do, the good advice, the hood advice. So if you need to, you need to hit us up if you got some shit going on. You can reach out to us in the DM. Super simple, because everybody has Instagram.
Yes.
Or they're lying about not having an Instagram, which we've seen DMs, that as well. Yes, you got a fence that you got something. But hit us up at
Bully and the Beast Podcast. You, I know I got it right this time, motherfuckers.
That's the first time. I'm not even gonna lie.
Nah, Daryl pissed me off, yo. You know what I'm saying? Bitch ass Daryl.
Oh, Daryl. Fuck you, Daryl, bitch.
You gonna fuck
and
you up,
Daryl. And fuck your baby too.
That ain't his baby. That's why you that ain't his baby.
Fuck you and your baby.
That's
bitch.
Why that's why your boy Justin fucking your fucking girl. Now.
I know Justin fucking your bitch. I know Justin.
We know Justin.
And
he
seen
told
him with that bitch.
Cause he was talking all that shit. He was like, yo, bro, I was fucking his girl. Just don't tell him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling just my fault, yo. I send you a Cash App, nigga.
You ready? Oh, send me a Cash App too. I'll take all forms of payment.
You know how many baby mamas I got?
Let me get straight to it. I'm 34 in a relationship with a 27-year-old girl. R. Kelly? No, I'm joking.
Oh, he 34 and she 27?
I know, I'm joking. Okay, peace. Okay, that's fine. We've been together for 2 months. Why are you counting? Yo, what's wrong with you?
You just making it. Because you only got seven days of the week, so you just made it.
Well, it's a seven-year difference.
That's what I'm saying. If it's eight, you can't do it.
I never heard that before.
Yeah. Seven days of the week, you're right.
Why does that have anything to do with it?
Because, like, anything is not no more than 7 days. So it's 8 days, it don't make sense. So why would you have
something? No, you don't fucking make sense. Anyway, I'm 34 in a relationship with a 27-year-old girl.
Yes.
We've been together for 2 months. We are both in love already. 2 months being in love?
That's what I tell you. That's why I say I want six-month girlfriends, man, and get out of there.
Wait, how quick have you fell in love before?
Oh, man. Somebody got
like me. Love at first sight?
I ain't gonna lie to you.
On the first day?
That was like the first week I was fucked up. Yeah, I was fucked up the first week.
The first week?
It had me. Listen, I got rid of everybody. Everybody. You know, I was a whore.
I felt like that happened to me on the first day.
The first day.
I felt
you
like.
Pussy at the same day?
Well, one person I fell in love first day.
Yeah.
Others, like, nah, it took me a while. Because usually I don't like anybody.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I was like, I just want to fuck you too. I think the ones I was liking before I actually like got rid of everybody, we just had the best, the fucking schedule. We had the same fucking schedule. That's all it was. I got horny at 3 o'clock. They got horny at 3 o'clock. And it just matched up.
I never believed in like, like it's not even like a love at first sight, but love at first day. Like I've never believed in that. But then when it happens to you, you're like, oh, this shit is
That made me just accept each other because you know how many times I was in love with a girl like, oh my gosh, I want her so bad and she rejected me. It's like, fuck her.
For real? Nah, it's only happened to me.
She accepted it. Oh, yeah, that was love at first sight. Like, oh shit, yeah. We had the same feelings.
No,
she's
you
horny
know what?
Too.
I do. I feel like maybe I even might have, like, I know he liked me a lot, but I think I might have saw it before he did. And that's the first time that's ever happened as well.
I mean, energy, it's like when his energy is strong towards you too, your energy goes up. So you start feeding off each other. So you'd be surprised. It might be the same.
Yeah, probably. But y'all guys are so like, y'all hide so much. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Because when y'all nut, it'd be like, ah. When we nut, it'd be like, ah.
It's not. Because it'd be like, for niggas too. Depending on the nigga. Woo! It's just you. I feel like maybe, like, because you do feel that way. Because you got to the point where you proposed to somebody before.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
There has been a time where you nutted and said, so stop fronting. And that's what your whole problem is. But that's what the problem is with y'all. It's like, y'all don't like to admit things. And it's
respect.
Like, we'll be. That's why I said, like, you could call it bias, call it what you want. But, like, I do know girls that are pretty hard up. But, like, for the most part, they fell in love before. With y'all, it's like pulling teeth. It's like, okay, I'm in love. Fuck. Like, y'all mad about it.
I hear you because I know you're going to do something stupid. You're going to do something.
Everybody does
girls,
something stupid.
I know, because girls are nasty. Y'all going to stick that little butt cheek. Or y'all going, you know what I'm saying? That little nipple going to slip somewhere. Y'all just need to have to get that nasty out of y'all.
Nah, and my nipple ain't never slipped till I got a breast reduction. Now my titties always
that,
out.
That, now,
like, it's like, what the fuck? Yesterday,
guess what else
like,
I seen out?
What?
The cheeks is doing all this dumb shit.
You
Angelo
did not
fucking
see
shit.
No cheeks out.
Angelo was sending me that shit. I said it.
did not have no cheeks out.
Cheeks out. What the fuck
what
are you
mean,
doing?
Like in a bathing suit?
Yes.
Oh, that's different. You got in a bathing suit. What the fuck am I supposed to wear? A fucking coat over it?
Yes, ma'am.
No, nigga.
You got that char shit. Put the char shit on it.
A shawl? A char. I didn't even know what that. And first of all, you don't wear a shawl with a fucking bathing suit, dumbass.
You better. What's
cover up.
What's them ladies be putting in? Y'all need to be.
So I should get in the pool with a cover up.
With
on.
A mummy suit. That's okay. All. The fuck is you doing? I said, this girl got panties on outside.
A bathing suit.
A bathing suit is panties.
What should I wear? Jeans? Like, yes, stupid ass.
If y'all, oh, you want me to put a thong on?
Yes.
Nope.
Yes, actually. I will actually fucking pay for you to put a thong on and go to the fucking beach. Like, any amount of money, actually. Because, like, this shit is, like, legit would be the funniest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. So when do you want to do this? Nigga, I'll buy the ticket for niggas to even pull up.
Oh,
we going.
It pulled up.
Bully and the Beast goes Mexico. Roe Marley House. We could definitely pull up. As long as you wear a thong and whatever boots you got from Publix.
Public boots.
Nigga, do you know how ratings would go up?
For sure. You know what? I'm going to talk to them about putting thongs inside, men thongs inside okay. The Publix.
All right. What color? Fuchsia?
Fuchsia.
Okay, we didn't even get through the motherfucking DM, FYI. All right, let me finish it.
Yes.
I'm 34 in a relationship with a 27-year-old girl. We've been together for 2 months. Mm-hmm. We're both in love already. Mm-hmm. I lied to her about my age.
Okay.
Because she's old. Like, why would you do this?
That's what niggas do.
I told her that I'm 30. The reason being is that I'm ashamed of my age. And I think I'm too old. Damn, I just called him that. Well, she's not too old because I'm the same age around. And
listen,
it's like...
Listen, I get it, but he's saying because of that 27. She was 30. You don't mind saying 34. It's just that 7-day thing. That 7-day thing.
It's just that you're a liar. You think you're old, so you try to trick somebody into thinking you're young.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But he want her to think that his meat stand up is still strong like little young guys.
I mean, she like you for you because you said she's in love. She don't like you because you're 30. I've never, ever said, yo, I really like this nigga because he's fucking 35. Like, yeah. Imagine that. Like, who does
that? I like girls that's like way older because their mindset. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, they don't care about too much.
Yeah, but you're not going to be like, yo, I really like her because she's 47. It's like, you like her.
Once somebody say that age, all men know, oh, she just want to put that robe on and get that wine and fuck and go to sleep.
See, but that's
what I'm thinking.
That's
she just
want to
get fucked and go to sleep. She want to fucking go to sleep.
Nah, my homegirls that are around that age, which I have plenty, and they're all fire.
That's
and
great.
I'm thinking about one in particular, and she's lit as fuck. Like, she's, you know, she's
not
in the
too
industry.
Many Angela Bassetts out there.
Nah, yeah. She's not even Angela Bassett is 60.
Amazing. That's what I'm saying. It's not too many of those. It's
27 like, is different. Like, she's still outside. She's still, like, even with black people, like, we are just different.
Yes,
like,
ma'am.
They showed the picture of the Golden Girls. Them bitches was in their 50s, fam. Did you know that shit?
No.
50s for black people? We lit.
Yeah,
nigga, fuck is you talking about? Diddy is 55.
Yeah.
Or 3. Is he 50? He's 50
he's up
is
there,
all I
but
know.
Nah, black people, we know.
Jay-Z is in his 50s. Like, these
God bless
that's 50. Not the Golden Girls, nigga. That's
wow.
A big difference. Also,
even the mom?
Them bitches was 50, fam. No, not the mom. The mom had to be 60-something, right?
But still, mama looked like she was a skeleton with your skin on
she
it.
Was a skeleton. She was 60. Nowadays, Angela Bassett is our 60.
She's fine. That's
what I'm saying. Crazy. Imagine one of them bitches was in a wheelchair and a walker and Angela Bassett outside twerking. What are we talking about? So
I don't
like,
want her twerking at 60, though.
Yeah, but don't put people in a box because of age.
You're
unless
right.
They're fucking... lower than 18 and your ass need to
nah,
be in a box.
You just thinking about wear and tear.
Jail.
You just thinking about wear and tear. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't wear and tear.
It
Let
is.
Me finish because I ain't
All
even
right,
finished. I think I'm too old. Excuse me. Before her, I was in a relationship for 4 years. When we broke up, it took me 2 years to get over it. Why did y'all do that? Okay, we'll get back to that.
We never get over it.
You're like, yo, why the fuck? Y'all will beat yourself up for years
you shouldn't
instead
have did
of moving
that.
On.
You shouldn't
we
did
were
that.
Also... And is this supposed to be engaged, my nigga? Look at what it say. I was also garaged. Gaged.
12 gauge.
Yo, we should have gave you this fucking word. We were also engaged. No. Y'all know how it goes. You see it? We were also gauged. Gauged. We were also gauged. Y'all know how it goes. You think you're going to be with somebody forever, uh-huh. Then time just flies by, BYE. Poor guy. This is you, Wax, isn't it?
What's BYE?
He spelled time flies by and spelled it BYE. Like I'm saying, this is you writing into us. When I met my current girlfriend, I was shamed. Shamed. I love this guy. Who is this guy? I was ashamed of my age, and that's the reason why I told her a fake age. I didn't even know it was going to get this serious. I want to tell her, but I don't know how. Can you give me advice or a solution to save my relationship?
It's easy.
Because I have a feeling she will break up with me if I tell her. I love y'all show. By the way, I got a baby face. LOL. You know my friend. This happened to her. Her guy lied about his age to her, and she didn't find out until she saw his ID. Mm-hmm. Like something told her to look at his ID, and it was like, I guess, sitting, which is crazy because I would never think to do that. Yes. And now because that happened to her, I will. Okay. But like she checked his ID and he lied.
Yeah.
He lied about his age. What the fuck is this weird?
This is an easy fix. Only thing you got to do is when it's time to tell her, you got to really come into the house all frantic. But go to somebody and go get some papers like you've been adopted. And be like, oh my gosh, I found out that I've been adopted.
Nah,
you see what I'm saying? Up. And like, look at this. My real age is really not even my real age. And then, so right
that's
now.
That's not even my birthday.
That's not my birthday. So lie to her about a bunch of shit, like your last name and your birthday, like everything. So now when you get everything coming, when you do really get that serious, wait after 6 months, because it's only two. Wait to start farting in the bed.
But they love each other.
Yeah, she ain't start farting in the bed and shit like that. She's holding back her shit. She argue with him a little bit, make him go out, go get her a gift so she could take the shit. You don't even know how shit smell yet. So slow down. Wait till around 6 months. Go get all that paperwork and stuff saying that you got adopted and your real name is actually this.
So lie more to get out of a lie.
That's what liars do. They lie, they steal, they cheat, and they kill.
This is a fucking terrible start to a relationship.
I mean, listen, you
don't
want to
lead. Just be honest. Be like, I don't know why I did it. It was so stupid. I'm really 30.
All right. So now she's never going to believe you ever again. You know what I'm saying? Because once
I think
life,
if you come to somebody and you come clean, that actually is better.
Yeah, I think you should never do it in the first place. You know what I'm saying? But if you do it, if you tell the cops,
yeah, it's too
late.
Listen,
I got nothing in this car and they're about to let you go. You'd be like, hey, but listen, you know what? I don't want to be a liar. Got two keys in the back. I don't think you're going to do that. The girl, you need to always practice with your girl for the cops. So if you ever tell your girl, you're going to tell the cops one day on yourself. Shut the fuck up. It's all about your 24 hours feeling good that day. So that 24 hours turn into 24 months. 24 months turn into 24 years.
How important is age when it comes to a relationship, though? Because, like, it's funny. Mm. I never really thought about it that much, but I've always dated people my age range. Like, never more than 3 years. Like, 3 years up, 3 years down. Like, there's never been nothing more than that. So, in my age range.
Yes.
And the crazy thing is, like, when I talk to my friends and they're like, oh, I met this guy, I never be like, how old is he? But people will ask me that about like if my dude look mad fucking young. So niggas be like, how old is, well, you see him. How old is he? Don't he look kind of young?
Yes.
He looks super young, but that's because he sleeps 20 hours a day. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Wow. We sleep for 2 hours and look old as fuck.
I don't.
But like, but that's how I be. But like, when you think about it, I think about how many times like I've talked to somebody about like somebody I talked to and they be like, how old is he? It's like, why the fuck do you care, bitch? Like,
because he look young. That's good.
That's just weird, though. Like, who asked that? I've never asked my friends, like, how old is the nigga they're fucking with? Unless he look like grandpa. Then I'll be like, how old is
Or it's already going around. Like, yo, this nigga, she got a fucking 70-year-old nigga.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
Or do they think I'm a cougar? That's why they it's keep asking how old you. I'm like, we the same age,
I thought you scored, too. I'm like, yo, Nick and L'Oreal got her a 22-year-old nigga.
I look young, too. Don't I look young?
He 22.
I look young. Oh, I don't? I do look young.
He got to say it.
I look young too. Like for my age, I look younger than my age for sure.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
So my thing is like, what the fuck are you asking me for how old he is? Like the age things is so weird to me. I don't know, but
we try to do that and see.
How would he lie?
Because
of what?
I'm not gonna lie, when I first turned 30, I was still telling people I was like 28.
See, I would never
Why
do that. I'm so happy
bad?
Being 39. I love this shit.
You're Listen, 39,
I'm
you 39, old fuck.
And I love it.
I didn't know you were 30. You're
Listen,
old.
Listen, I'm 39 and no nigga younger than me could do nothing better than me. You see what I'm saying? And I could guarantee
39
that.
39 ain't that old.
Yeah, and I'm still rocking. No young nigga do nothing better than me. I guarantee. So bring your girl over here.
All right, so keep it a
I do more push-ups than you. I'm going to pull a bar. Like, we early.
Keep
Talk
it a bot.
Talk to me.
You ever lied about your age?
Never lied about my age.
Lying.
I actually, no,
you
I actually
lying
love it.
Right now.
No, listen, I actually love my age.
Not even you know to an older woman and try to say
woman,
you were
no,
older?
No, because they liked that I was young. And that's what I usually always dealt with. And that was like, I know.
Why do I feel like he's lying right
Why?
Now?
Why? Like, I would have to lie to a girl and
Ty,
tell her.
Ty, you ever lied about your age?
You that's what I'm saying. Too. I'm so comfortable about
when
my age.
When you were younger, you never met an older bitch and you lied to her about your age.
No, you see, you remember my, you know
I
my
lied situation. About my age before.
That's what girls do. And I never even had to do that because I never drunk. I always love my age.
That's
yeah.
what I feel like, younger or older.
Boy, what the hell wrong
you
with you?
You say you were younger? You fucking pedophile.
You nasty, bro. Yeah, I told you 17-year-old girl. I was like, fucking 28.
Oh, yeah, so you were saying you were 20. That's when you said you were like 28, 29. Yeah, yeah. You know the guy I lost my virginity to lied to me about his age.
Yeah.
That's Yikes. Crazy, right? But when I found out, because we were together for like 6 months or mm-hmm. longer than that. And then when I found out, like 8-9 months, so I found out when me and him, like, right after we had sex, like, probably that same next week or something like that. And when I found out, I was like, I'm not fucking with him no more. So I cut him off.
Yeah, because a liar, you don't know what else he lied
Yeah,
about.
And then I'm like, damn, y'all, I fucking lost my virginity. This nigga, like, that's crazy. He's older than he told me he was.
Yeah, that's
And right. then...
they better manipulators.
Yeah, that was a manipulator for
But that's
sure.
how we look at it. We see a Angelo with a young girl. You see what I'm saying?
He was Angelo, wasn't he?
That's what I'm trying to say.
The fuck?
No, but that's what I'm saying. We see an older guy with a younger girl. We like, ah, he's taking advantage of her. We see an older...
He was taking advantage of me.
Yeah. So that's why you was asking about the age difference. So we see an older guy, an older woman with a younger guy. We like, she
that's
having
the
fun
same
with
thing.
Him.
No.
Nah, she having fun with this
that
nigga.
That bitch is taking advantage too. And
nah, she ain't taking
sick.
Advantage because he all right for taking advantage
I'm
of.
Not going to lie. I never wanted to fuck with a younger nigga. And the only one younger nigga I fucked with like got me. Like he like preyed on me. You know what I mean? Like, and I was just like, and he lied shock. About his age too. Yeah. But he said he was older. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I knew he was young, but I didn't know he was that young.
You ain't care.
Nah, I cared.
Yeah.
I care. I'm not, I told you, I don't date outside of my age range. It just doesn't, it never works like that way.
I think that's the best thing. Because you got to have some type of something with you. Like, if I know if I got me an older woman, I'm her little toy. I'm her little prize.
Just because you're older don't mean you're more knowledgeable. I know people
I don't care.
That,
they dumb. That's why they got me. That's why they couldn't stay with their older fucking
man. I mean,
man.
Anybody.
If they were smart. They stayed
with
their fucking husband who's taking care of really love her. You know what I'm saying? You over here fucking around this piece of shit ass motherfucking black guy who's drilling you.
Well, she might
you know
think you love her.
She no, no,
nigga
no.
didn't love her. He just was giving her money or whatever the case.
No, it's better than what the fuck I was giving her.
But she might have thought you loved her.
I guess fun. Fool fuck fun. I guess.
Now, the worst is when you tell like a woman your age, oh, you're just a baby. Man.
She just trying to say that to try to get you
yeah,
souped up.
Yeah, that's like
so, a baby.
Bitch, I'm a fuck this shit. This baby about to fuck the shit out of you.
Fuck the shit out of you, motherfucker. Give me a shot of Henny.
So what you think he should do?
I think that's what I told you. I think he should go ahead and do the keep on lying because you're a liar anyway. So shit, don't fucking not use the lying where you need it. If you're a good liar.
That's terrible advice.
Listen, if you're a good liar, use it when it's time to use it.
No.
And this is one of the times you got to use it. If you really love this girl, you got to fix your lie.
If you really, fix your lie and tell her the fucking truth.
What? She going to know the truth, but you got to put a little fucking icing on it. You want him to fucking jam the shit in with no fucking
What's the truth with icing? What does that mean?
The truth is icing is we're going to still tell her the truth, but we're going to bring it to her a different way.
So you are going to tell her the truth. Make up your mind.
Yeah, we're
going to
tell her the truth, but we're going to tell her the truth through the paperwork. We're not going to tell her the truth like, yo, I lied.
No, that's not the truth. Saying she's adopted, he's adopted is not
no,
the truth.
No, I found
that. You're making a bigger lie. Like, who the fuck? Then his mother going to be like, no, the fuck he's not. Tyrone, shut the fuck up, bitch. You ain't adopted.
Yeah, yeah.
You came out this black pussy. That's what she going to say. Because now she know the mama and everything. So you said that's the most worst fucking advice I ever heard. What you need to do is you need to be honest. You need to be like, listen, it's the stupidest fucking shit. Please don't feel no way about this. I know it's a little weird. For some reason, I lied to you about my age. I was a little insecure about it.
He got asked.
You got to be transparent. I was insecure about it. And let's move forward. Like, and I hope you forgive me if you don't, I understand. But I lied about this. That's it.
You cut something. That's a slow leak.
He should be good.
No,
it's not
that's
even
a
that
slow
leak,
bro. You just put a hole.
I'm not going to lie, yeah, because now I look at you as a liar, but you have to redeem yourself because I also look at you as somebody that has a conscience, morals, and a fucking heart to the point where you don't want to continue to lie.
Say I thought you was asking for my blood pressure.
What are you talking about, fam? What are you talking about?
I thought you was asking for my blood pressure. I didn't know you asked me about my age. Listen.
I'm not gonna lie. He can also say I never told you that.
Like, what are you talking about?
I'm not 30. I'm 34.
34.
The fuck?
Oh, you heard 30. You stop right there.
If you lie to somebody like that, and you're so convincing, you can low key make somebody believe that you really told them something.
Yes. Like,
I've done that before.
Yo, you gotta do that. I guess that's what girls do.
That's brainwashing.
Huh? This is my 33rd birthday. Look at my cake. 33. Duh.
Nah.
Look, pay attention.
I've not age wise, but I've did something like that to the point where I'm like, I dead told you that. And I never told them. And I convinced them that I did.
You know what I used to tell people when I know, because I know a lot of liars, definitely women. And I always say, swear to God right now on everything you love. And if you can do that, I don't give a fuck. You got instant man upstairs.
I'm not gonna lie. I love God. More than
you.
I love myself, but if it's gonna get me out the situation, my ass will cross my pinky toes. Swear to God, nigga. And at first,
hands
I'll be hesitant.
Out.
I'm not gonna lie, I'll be hesitant at first. I'll be like, huh?
What exactly you want me to say?
They can be like, say swear to God. I'll be like, well, swear to God.
Swear to God about.
Swear to God. you be trying to say, like, God, I'm sorry, God. I had to get out of that shit.
But yo, if somebody swear to God and that person is lying, you could fuck them up.
They a piece of shit.
No, you can fuck them up for God.
But that don't matter no more. Like, back in the day, that really meant something, right? Now it's just like, it's
so
like somebody saying, yeah, mama. It's like,
nah,
bitch,
I still punch you in your face.
Nah, man, before you had to punch it immediately.
Yeah, I hear what
you're
saying.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it was now you think about it, like, this thing is just saying. No, before it was like, yeah, mama, what the fuck is you talking? Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, I look at that just as well as like young girls want to make sure they're in relationships and shit. And as they get older,
relationships are cool now.
Nah, the older they get, they don't want no relationships, man.
Why do you think that?
Because I know mostly all the older women's. They either, I guess because their man died, right?
Shit, yeah. My nigga died before.
Yeah, I guess.
That shit, and then what you supposed to do? Not never fuck with nobody again? Like, Lauren London, I be thinking about that shit sometimes too. Like,
mm-hmm.
When they thought she moved on, niggas was really went crazy on her. But
yeah,
like, Nene
up.
Got a whole new boyfriend just like 6 months after Greg died.
Yeah,
and
man.
It was okay. It's like, it depends on the person. And that's kind of fucked up.
How fast you get the hill?
You should be able to move on. Is how you move on, the person's gone.
Yeah,
like, they're not coming back. It ain't like they like, yo, bitch, you fucked up. I was just saying what you was going to do. Like, nah. And that shit, I don't think people be understanding how that is unless they go through it.
You gotta go through it.
And then you also gotta remember, just because y'all were together, that doesn't mean it was perfect when y'all was together too. So, you know, like with me, when my guy that died, like, we both were cheating on each other. He got a girl pregnant and like he had a baby and we were together. So like he had a baby when he died. And that shit was crazy because to me, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I was with this nigga for 4 years. I didn't even know about this bitch. You get what I'm saying? And then you, when somebody die, because let me tell you something about that, because that's a double weird pain because like you feel a way about them because you're like, yo, this is crazy. Like, how could you do this to me?
Love
but then
the
you're still
the
mourning the loss.
Yes.
So it's like, I couldn't see a picture, but then I was still hurt. Like, you get what I'm saying? I couldn't hear about certain things, but like you still hurt. So like when somebody pass away, like that shit is crazy.
Yes.
Like, that's something totally different. And it's feelings. Like depending on the circumstances. But I'll tell you one thing. I don't know one person that lost somebody that didn't find out a ton of shit once they were gone.
Jeez. Bro, even if you know you're about to die, shoot your phone. Like, yo, whoa, 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 don't hit me yet.
A ton of shit. But it ain't all even right. about shoot like your current too. Shit. Sometimes niggas be having kids that they been had and didn't say nothing. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Even family members, like, you know, like I just dealt with a death or whatever the other day. Bless. But like, you find out so much stuff when the person dies, and it's just crazy yeah. because you're like, damn.
I found out a bunch of shit.
Mad shit. Hey,
I found out so much stuff that affected me. I said, what?
Do you get what I'm saying? It's sick.
Who is who?
I don't know.
That's but, not his, that's his brother. That's right. sister.
But that's what I'm okay. saying. Those are all lies, right? When we think about it, and yeah. somebody that's hiding something, but it hurt you. So if it's something like this, that's I don't feel like it's that fucking serious, to be honest.
Yeah.
But now I will say that she's going to look at you like, you may be a liar. And that's something you have to turn around. That is something you have to turn around because you are a liar.
You go to jail for 30 days or whatever. Don't tell the cops and don't tell your girl.
Nah, don't keep lying.
Listen, you should never have lied in the first place.
Keep lying about his age because he lied in the first place?
You should never lie in the first place because right now.
You're going to make it worse.
You're going to get locked up.
No, you're going to make it worse if you keep lying. Because now I'm going to be like, yo, you had every opportunity to tell me. It's been 2 months.
Girls
that's
is,
cool.
No, because girls is nosy. That's only you're only saying that because you want to be nosy, because you want to know.
2 months is cool. You lied to me for 2 years about some shit.
Well, he's a good mother. You need to keep him around, because if he can lie to you for 2 years, he that close to you?
I feel like we all lie to our person that we fuck with about something. Like, even if it's one little thing.
What's yours? I got a nice one.
You think I would tell? Because that sounds ridiculous. Yeah, like, if I'm lying about it, well, why would I tell you? The fuck?
I'm talking about before, not right now.
No, but I mean, just period, anything. I still was lying about it, which means they still don't know.
Well, I lied. What did you lie about? I wasn't watching porn when I was.
That's not. Everybody watches porn.
Not everybody.
I'm not going to lie. I'm never watching porn again.
I say that every single time.
That shit is gross.
I hate it. Listen, I was like this the other night, right? It's so fucking
ever
stupid.
FYI, we gave this person.
No, right? Yeah, I did. I told him to.
Okay, so finish your story.
it was either pray and listen to Proverbs or porn.
Not the fact that it's Proverbs or porn.
I couldn't believe that it was either Proverbs or porn. I looked at myself and I said, I'm so stupid. I said, if you don't fucking get the right answer tonight.
Porn. You did
it. I said, God going to tear my ass up if I do the wrong one.
Or you're going to tear your ass Proverbs. Up. If you do that one. Did you do it? Keep it a buck. Oh, you was on porn.
Listen,
that's
I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie to you.
You was on porn.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. I sat there and closed my eyes and start calling Jesus, 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 Jesus.
After you was...
I just start praying, and then I pressed Proverbs, and I kept my eyes closed, so I didn't even think that I was doing anything.
So you didn't do anything.
I did not do anything, and I praise the Lord. Okay. I said the same thing last night. Proverbs are porn. I'm going to Proverbs.
Okay, well, anyway, he needs to confront... Like, we both... This is the first time that, like, we've disagreed, but we're extremely disagreeing this time.
Yes.
So I think you should tell... Get it. Rip the Band-Aid off.
If you love her and you think y'all going to be together forever.
4 years is not even crazy. That's sick that you even lied. That's what I'm upset about.
They've been together for 2 months.
Nah, but the 4 years is what he's lying about. He's saying he's 30 and he's 34.
Yeah, it's kind of, he ain't 31. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm 30.
It's not 31. Even that serious. If he was like 50... I can see if he lied, that would be mad fucked up.
But you can see that. Like, you
lied about stupid shit. That's a little scary. Because I'd be like, this nigga lying on dumb shit.
But that's what I'm saying. She's seeing his character early.
But she turning around, though.
You need to know. No, he gonna keep slipping up like that. That's who the fuck he is.
Nah, that he's ashamed of his age. Like, I told you before that I was talking to this nigga, and he lied to me about, like, two different things. And I ended up getting past it with him, right? Mm-hmm. And we did. Like, he lied about his fucking having Instagram, which is stupid as fuck.
Amazing.
And then
mine is Snapchat. No.
And then he lied about his name.
You sound like me.
I know, because one time we were in the studio and my homegirl kept saying, Mike is taking care of me. So I'm like, who the fuck is Mike? Like, mad times. And we told this story before, but she was like, yeah, because Mike let me in. She's like, no, I'm going down there because I know on mic for mad long. And I'm like, who the fuck is, like, and I'm not saying nothing because it's only like six of us in the room. Remember Angela? And she was like, yo, Mike got me some pizza. And I'm like, yo, who is this Mike guy? I got to meet him. And then she's like, Mike. And she's talking to Wax. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
He that she blow my bitch. Fucking cover. That's what she does.
She, thanks. No, you knew the bitch, my homegirl. Yeah. You knew her before. And for some reason, you told her your name was Mike. And
Mike,
she,
Sean was yesterday.
But she was talking to me like I knew who Mike was. And that's what was sick. Because she was like, yo, Mike let me in the studio. So I'm like.
She was like, what's your name?
He
was like, I'm Mike. Nice to meet you, Mike.
I was over it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, but then when she found out that wasn't your name. Now, first of all, you feel stupid because you calling, and she calling you Mike to everybody.
Listen, I get it. Yeah, I get called Troy, Sean, Paul. Like, I'm these guys.
Yeah, this shit sick.
I'm these guys, and I don't mind. It's just, I don't know who got Nigerian cousins, so I never tell nobody my name.
What? Nigerian cousins? What does that have to do with anything?
I ain't telling you my name. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, I gotta call her.
No.
Yes, I am.
I forgot who it was.
What's Wax's name? What's Wax's name?
Michael.
I'm gonna call you back. Okay.
Fucking hilarious. Michael!
What the fuck is wrong with you? You sick fuck.
It's only right.
It's crazy because she just came with me randomly.
Amazing.
I didn't even know you knew her.
I don't know nobody.
She don't know you clearly. Nigga, that shit is crazy. You're a sick fuck.
You ain't supposed to know me.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
What is wrong with you?
Why don't want nobody know me?
I can hate you. I promise you. Anyway, let's move on. If you need some advice, all you got to do is reach out and hit us up at
Bully and the Beast Podcast. Yeru.
Okay, my ex wants a threesome.
Okay.
One with another girl and one with another guy.
Come on.
Yes, I have sex with my ex on the regular. Just wondering if I should open this can of worms. Mind you, I thought this would be the one I would marry. We had a small hiccup after being together for 5 years, separated, and within 6 months down the line, she gets pregnant. We have amazing sex, so not sure if this will enhance things or ruin shit. Wax, don't let L'Oreal bully you on this. Keep it a buck.
Keep it a buzzock.
That's impossible.
So she's saying she got pregnant by the ex again or by another dude?
Nah, it's giving somebody else.
Yeah, I think it's giving somebody else.
But if it's him, either way, she got a baby. But he said ex, he would have said baby.
I mean, that's kind of wild. How old are y'all? And
who cares?
Because it's like back in the day, you know what I'm saying? It's like not all the girls is fucking. You see what I'm saying? So if you have two guys in a room with a girl or something like that, that means she just bowed it or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, if you still training or having sex with two guys?
Wait, so you think
like, no, I'm talking like two guys. Like, you want to be in a room? Angela, I don't want to see.
Maybe
you
it's a fantasy. Like, you know, why do you want to be with two women? Maybe it's a fantasy.
Women are way more amazing. They got a whole lot more things.
Because you like women thing. And she likes
that's
men.
Corny. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got titties. Yeah, soft. You know what I'm saying? You know, with these fucking, you got cars outside. Nobody got time for that shit.
So no?
No two guys, a two girl thing, yes.
No, you can't go, but it's one of the, you can't go both ways. Boom, boom. It's one or the other. Like, either it's all or nothing.
I don't want to see, I mean, who's this guy and why would I want to see him?
You don't. It's for her. You said it's for the woman's pleasure.
It is for the woman's pleasure, so that's why we bring vibrators.
No, she wants two dicks.
Well.
Two dicks and two pussies.
You know that one that you sit down and you got the thing that go like this? It's like a...
She don't want that.
We need to do something else. I don't want this guy. I want
Am
this
I thinking like threesome what? Like you, like she wants him to suck his dick too?
Why she... Yeah, she... Ah, Lord Jesus. What if he touched me? What if sweat touched me or some shit like that? Yo, what the fuck? I'm like, hold on, bro. You
his
go all the way over there.
Sweat is crazy.
So it got to be like, I'm smashing and you getting head. Or, I mean, we switch like that. But it's like...
I mean, she's really ultimately got to be the one to call the shots because she's the one that wants it.
Yeah, what's she like? I want one of my dick, one of my ass and one of my pussy.
Not me. I'd be like this. Fucking in the ass.
I know you would. That'd be out of control. Let me see y'all kiss. Y'all two kiss. That's what we do. We're like,
I wouldn't do that.
Let me see y'all kiss.
I would never do that. I promise you. I would never do that. But that's funny.
But what if you have somebody and they say that? They'd be like, yo.
I couldn't take two dicks. I don't know what she's doing. Like, I don't judge anybody. But if I think about it, like, I watch porn like that. And I'm just like, this is amazing. Like, this bitch is really. Because, like, once you're back here, you have to focus on that kind of. Like, that's, like, a lot. So, like, that's why sometimes, like, with gay guys, I'm like, yo, y'all the shit. Literally.
Yeah.
But, no, y'all the shit balls. Because that shit ain't easy. Like, and it's like, it's a certain, y'all know how you fuck bitches in the ass. Or, because I know some guys don't like that.
I mean, I don't know if they don't like it. It's like.
You do it here and there.
I mean.
Or you do it often. I don't know what that means. Too big?
No. Like, definitely
I don't
not
know.
Too big.
Because you just showed it your just, arm. So I'm
I guess it's all the girls that I dealt with just don't like it. Or they
really?
Just, yeah.
Not but, one? So you don't do it?
I tried it plenty of times. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different hole to me, to a guy. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's like.
Nah, it's man. Different. You don't fuck with it either. That's so crazy.
I mean, if a girl rocking and she like, I put in my ass, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I don't do that. Like, it's a fucking girl.
Okay, so then you do it and you're just like, it's just regular, like fucking.
It don't go down. It usually don't go down. It's the same old dumb shit. You there for mad long.
Trying to get it in.
Yeah, trying to get the shit in and all this type of shit. Lay on your stomach. Yeah, I mean, you try it that way. Just bend over.
It's so crazy
spit
because.
Mad spit. You dry ass mouth now. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny you say that because I promise you my whole entire life. I'm like, never, I'm not fucking with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it'll be a person that you'll be like, oh, shit, it works. Like,
it worked.
Like, it worked.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah,
it worked.
Yeah.
And then you, because my one homegirl used to swear by that shit.
No, I got some
and
that's
I'm like,
that's
yo, how is she on that like that? Like, that don't feel good. And then I got it. I was like, no, bitch, you was on to something. Like, bitch, you
He's
were
on it early.
Yeah, you were on it early.
Yeah,
totally. I just think some people, like, even with sex, like, you just don't mesh. Yeah. Like, I feel like it got to be a particular
thing. The asshole got to open up, too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they got to be comfortable.
Yeah, it's got to be very comfortable. Your asshole got to open up. They ain't got to
worry about
shit. I
think you
got to
be really drunk the first couple times. The drunk is the main thing. Like, you got to be OD drunk the first couple times.
I mean, a couple of times I did it. Like, I try to do it, warm it up and try to put the vibrator in the ass while you fucking them in the back of shit like that.
You love a
saying?
Toy.
But listen, it
you
helps
got
you
more
out.
Toys than motherfucking FAO sweats out
no,
there.
No, it brings the girls motivation. Girls want to explode. All that dudes be like, I made her come. Girls want to orgasm. Fuck all that coming shit. Like, I mean, not fuck all that coming
I'm
shit.
I'm like, ain't that the same?
No. It's not
coming and orgasm isn't the same?
No way.
What's the
girls
difference?
Come all the time. Orgasm, you want that explosiveness, their whole face like change and they look at you like, fuck you, I hate you. And, you know, they get explosion and then they go cook. If she don't want to do nothing for you, you only made her come. But I really forgot what I was going to say.
I know, because you always do. I thought that coming and orgasms was the same thing.
Nah, I'm coming is a totally different thing. I'm coming is cool. They can handle their cum. They cannot handle that orgasm. They're out of control. They locking up. they shake it, they doing some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not, if you're making a girl come, she could hold it. I'm nothing.
Yeah, it's the
whatever.
Same fucking thing. Anyway.
I'm getting lied to. They're great actors.
You're so funny. So what's the solution?
But I told you like 5-10 seconds ago.
What is that? You don't remember what the question is. She doesn't remember what it was.
You don't know it either.
Two guys, two girls.
Like I said, if y'all young, let's go ahead and do your thing.
They're not even together.
No, I'm just talking, I mean. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not even really his bitch. So it's like, why not? Just do it.
It's all about me to have another guy in the room when I'm smashing.
He's fine with it.
It's different.
He's considering it. You might as well just do it.
I hear you. But back in the day when we used to do it, I never even knew.
But you did it before.
Yeah, I never even knew too many gay guys. I ain't going to lie to you.
So were
when
you,
I was doing
so
it
you
back
felt,
in the day.
You feel like you're gay because you
No, had... I found out that a lot of my dudes, stop. I found out that a lot of the dudes that I grew up with in high school, even though he's married and stuff, I found out they was liking guys and stuff. So now it's like, hold on, motherfucker. I did something with a girl with this dude before. Was he looking at my meat? You see what I'm saying? So now it's like, I'm not doing that shit no more. I don't know who fucking like guys
but
now.
But you've done it, is the point.
No, I have. That's what I said. I have done it before. But when I was younger, so that's what I'm saying. If y'all younger, y'all don't know, you know
what
I'm saying?
Well, they were together for, excuse me, for 5 years. Mm-hmm. He looks fairly young in this picture. Not, I'll say like 30s. He's a DJ.
So
25. He's a DJ.
Okay.
From this picture, he doesn't look like a bad looking person. And to be honest, I think he just needs to go on and fuck the nigga with the nigga. I mean, with
fuck the nigga fuck with the nigga. Bitch.
With the bitch, with the nigga.
Nah, bro, if you could avoid, if you a certain age, like I said, you're in your 30s, stuff like that, you don't know who is who. If a guy, you call one of your dudes like, yo, you want to fuck this bitch with me? I mean, I'd be like,
oh, no, I would have to pick the guy if I was her. If I'm going to agree to take two dicks, I'm picking both of them. It's not going to be
I
got to
see what you on. If you looking at me like, yo, Wax, let's go fuck this bitch together. I'm like,
You got to pick the nigga. Hold on, Wax.
No, it's not that I got to pick the dude. Nigga? No, not I got to pick the dude. It's like, I'm asking you why you want me to come in there for you to be
I want
moaning.
You to come in there. That's why. That's what she
like,
wants
is this
to
guy,
do.
Is her pussy must be so trash that, bro, you're not going to moan. You're not going to be like, oh, shit.
What do you mean trash?
Because if you fucking, like, the man ain't saying nothing at all. I don't want these niggas hearing me motherfucking moan and shit.
How you be moaning, Wax?
I don't know.
I do feel like guys be trying to keep their little grunts
in. You got to.
Y'all be really OD trying to
we
keep
We cannot
y'all...
let y'all
I mean, y'all
know
let
this
shit out a little bit, but like you can hear y'all fighting the shit back and it's mad funny to us. But like y'all okay. for the
y'all,
most
so
part
y'all
try not to.
Yeah,
y'all try not to.
Yeah,
but then so you
nut.
Let something out. How does it sound? I got to hear this. I gotta hear this.
I don't know
how does
see.
It sound? Do it.
I don't even know.
Be honest.
I'm trying to think of me.
Yo, stop being
sex.
Shy because it looks
see.
Like you're
Let
getting shy.
Let me see.
What? Like, all right, some shit felt OD good. What is the noise you making?
Because, listen.
What like, is the noise?
Like you said, we
what
always try
noise?
To hold it back. So it just be like. Like, yo, you wildin'.
Why do y'all do that?
Just because.
Us-
And
we
cannot scream like oh, imagine us like that. I wish I
would
hear one of these motherfuckers in
that
there
would be
screaming
crazy.
And shit. Like, yo,
that
what
would be kind
of
crazy.
Right, so what if you are one of them dudes? I don't even want it. What if my dude one of them dudes? His meat is mad sensitive. And he over here like, oh my God, yeah, baby. Yeah, what's my name? You love me? I love this pussy. Yo, bro, I'm really
and
not here for
bitch.
This.
It's your bitch.
It's your bitch.
And it's your bitch.
She over here like, oh, it's the best thing I ever had. It's the best thing I ever had. What the fuck you gonna do? You think your meat gonna fucking get hard?
I'm crying. This shit is mad funny. Oh, so you gotta make the rule that nobody can moan.
Definitely.
No compliments, no
but
moaning.
Even her, it all depends on who girl she is. Because like you said, if I'm fucking this girl and it's his girl, and she over here like going crazy, like and he in there, she over here just like thinking about fucking shit, it's gonna be a fucking problem.
So what would be the rules? Because you know how sometimes like with
girls. You
gotta
talk to her.
No, I'm talking about for you. Like say you were to accept this, right? Mm-hmm. You know like with girls, they'd be like, all right, cool. We're going to have sex, but you got to wear a condom if you're fucking her and you can't eat her pussy, you can't kiss her.
That's peace. I'm
what
down
would
with
be
that.
Your rules if you agreed to letting her have two niggas?
You got
to
say, listen, baby, if this nigga meet bigger than mine and make you feel even better, you better act like mine better. Yeah, you better act like mine is better.
Why would that be what?
That's what niggas gonna do.
And that's
that we'll talk to you. Come here, girl. Listen, this is me and you. We gonna stay together. And my pride, this is still about my pride though.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Even though the other guy is there, it's just for your pleasure. I'm here for your pleasure. But we still got to build my pride at the same time. You see what I'm saying? I can't be over
all
here.
About you.
Yeah. No, no, no. It's not
so
about me.
So you don't care if she sucks his dick, eats his ass, any of that shit.
Ooh. That's why I left your nasty ass.
Yeah, y'all not together. This is just a bitch you fucking.
Now she says, a bitch I'm fucking.
I mean, that is on the regular, he said.
And that's not his baby
but
mama.
But at one, no, that's not his child. And at one point, because he would have called to his baby mom. And at one point, he said he wanted to marry her, is what he said.
That's what I'm saying. So that's his girl. That's his girl.
I thought I was marrying a nigga before, too. Fuck that nigga. Like, he's
nah,
not.
Anybody not I was about to marry, shit. I don't want the next nigga up in there pounding her, and she's, like, really enjoying that shit.
I mean, you fucking her, too.
I hear you, but
I'm fucking
her for my pride. I'm not fucking her. I'm not fucking her for it to feel good for me. I'm fucking her for my pride. So now we just over here just having fun, like, whatever, and some other shit, whatever. But if this is girl is mine, if this is mine that built my pride, this is not an Uber. This is my car.
So the only rule is that your dick, you don't want his dick to be bigger.
Nah, it's just, it ain't about his dick being bigger. It's about her enjoying it more. So she's like, oh my God, oh, I love this, my dick daddy, and all this other type of dumb shit. I sound dumb, but yeah. I'm just saying, but you know what I'm saying. She's like, oh, this is the best I ever had. When she starts talking like that, because y'all can't control what the fuck y'all saying.
She's never going to say that in front of you. No,
you
bitch
cannot control
no
what the
bitch
fuck.
No bitch is going to do that.
Shit.
No, but she's well aware enough to know not to say no shit like that.
Listen, y'all cannot control, because the shit that y'all be saying
we
during sex.
We definitely can control.
So why y'all be lying during sex
then? Sometimes we exaggerate. A lot of times.
Come on, talk to me.
A lot of times we acting like that shit is fucking crazy and we probably don't even feel no way.
Fuck yeah.
It's like
that's why we do the same thing too.
It's like an automatic thing.
It's just a thing to do, right?
Yeah, it's like a thing.
It's just
to do.
Just like my yeah, right there. That's not really not right there.
So for real, it don't be right there.
No.
It's
what are you
always
doing?
It's right there, because then y'all niggas be quick to.
So you telling me when y'all be like, oh, right there, right there, right there, it don't be right there?
Sometimes.
Man, y'all are some bullshit.
Sometimes it be right there and sometimes it ain't.
Because guess what? When y'all give us head off fast, we'll be like, go to my balls. That means I'm about to nut, motherfucker. Now.
Yo, this nigga is stupid.
Now.
So what was the ending result for his advice?
Like I said, unless you want to find out that this dude like men 5-10 years later from now, I don't think you should do it with the guy. But the girl, like you said, like L'Oreal said, it should be rules in that. Let the girl pick the girl. Let them have so much fun. Let them go ahead and make each other orgasm real fast. And then you step in like you save the day. And light the fire out. That's the best threesomes, man. Because once you try to get in there and try to start with the woman, you're going to nut fast as hell. You got two. You got to take care of. This is like jumping in the car and going real fast. You know what I'm saying? I learned my lesson a long time ago. Let the girls in there play with each other and warm each other up till they're about the orgasm. And then you come right in like. And then now you the big man. It's all about your pride, baby. Don't nut early and you're still horny.
You like the He-Man Women Haters Club all by yourself.
Why? What you mean? I just helped the woman out.
Okay. This is a man that we're talking to, though.
This nigga got a dick. He'll be all right.
Yeah, I think he wants to do it. So just go ahead and live your best life.
Look at this other man meat.
Don't even worry about the nigga. It's about her. She's like, you trying to please her. That's the point.
Right.
And y'all probably still gonna end up married and she got somebody else's baby. Now, let's talk about word on the street. Javante, his girlfriend Nessa, well, his baby mama. Shout out to Nessa too. I fuck with her. That's
Mess
my girl.
Up.
Apparently, he's claiming she put shit on his toothbrush from the baby's diaper.
Oh, yeah. I'll tag you. And I said, listen, she must be one of our callers that called in.
You definitely do shit like this. That fucking shit clip just keeps going viral. Everywhere last week, that shit was.
It's holiday time.
It was some Spanish niggas. They was talking about, they was like, yeah, the girl and the guy. And fucking Wax and L'Oreal. Don't ever fucking
yes,
play
Wax
with
and
us.
L'Oreal, man.
How you say it in Spanish, Angelo? Because they probably don't understand.
Muy bien.
No, you're not Spanish.
Muy bien y tú.
Oh, Twerk is a fake Spanish person like me. I'm Spanish half. But I don't know shit.
You can't speak Spanish?
Puta.
Marigón.
Wax. Lord, yeah.
Yeah.
Get it right if you're going to talk family. About our That's fucking saying, show. Man. Anyway.
And we look, y'all got a bunch of views and all that type of shit on y'all shit. Like, come
That's
on,
lit, though. Shout out to them, though.
Yo, I fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? I follow their page.
But get
everything.
Our motherfucking name
get
right.
Get the name right. It's all about respect, family.
Because for real, like, I do a lot of research, and I could have said y'all name, but I'm not going to because y'all ain't say ours.
And I know y'all name.
Yo, you're sick. All right, so what's the most foul shit that's ever happened to you from a bitch? Don't tell that puppy story, my nigga. I swear to God.
Yeah, I'm L'Oreal.
I swear to God, don't tell that puppy story
on God. That stung me just now.
On God, don't tell
that
puppy story.
That stung me just now as soon as you said it. That shit still hurt me to the day.
Nah, I'm talking about something that violates your personal property. Don't fucking talk about the dog.
L'Oreal, the only reason why I want to see the dog, right?
No! Listen. You trying to stop telling the same fucking story? I hate this story.
Because that fucking dog cost me, and I couldn't pay rent that month. Because I paid for that fucking expensive ass dog. So that dog did all that. And then I had to drive the dog all the way from Carolina, all the way out to motherfucking Jersey. Excited the whole time. I'm over here like, oh, every time I went to the rest stop or something, I bought the dog something. I mean, a little collar, a little dog bowl. You know what I'm saying? I even got it engraved.
The bitch shitted on you. Where's the dog again?
I don't even fucking know what that
she
dog
gave, is. You gave it to her?
Yeah, I gave her the dog.
Stupid. Something that a woman has done to violate your personal stuff.
What that was?
Nothing. Nobody's ever fucking slashed a tire.
That was
like,
light.
You, of all people, yes. Seems very yes. Unbelievable yes. That you didn't get your fucking house burned down.
No, see, a girl.
Like that hurt your soul. Like, what
that
was
hurt
that?
My soul?
Yeah, that some bitch did to you that you was
okay,
like.
Okay, for 2 weeks straight in college, I had my car.
Okay.
I switched it up, had my truck or had my motorcycle. And when I drove my car, fucked my car up.
How?
Busted windows, flat tires, paid all my shit.
All of that?
Yes. Truck. Busted my back window out of my truck. They let me park my bike on to next to the police station. So the cops can watch
Not
my
the
shit.
Police station.
Man, I come back. They all had a game, so I come back late. I usually leave a certain time. Then I went to the game, come back, my fucking tire slashed.
Where did you do that?
I don't even know. I don't know if it was her or her boyfriend. I don't even know who it was.
You was fucking somebody else.
I have in college, I don't even who it pass alongs. We didn't know this. You don't really belong to nobody.
So for
college.
A whole week and nobody ever claimed it?
No. For 2 weeks. Now, after that, it was like it died down. So the cops was on it because now it's like, is a charge.
I would be pissed.
That's vandalism. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that. That's a charge. You fucking somebody's shit up.
How'd you get the paint off?
I didn't. I had to get everything done over. And my windows was costing me so much fucking money because I was getting a guy to come and they had to redo it. So I had to pay deductible every time to get me new fucking windows. God. Yeah.
Damn.
So yeah, that was the one of the worst.
I've only
times.
Ever done that to one person. Is you know, I had an abusive Lord, relationship.
That was
though.
Hard. I mean,
yeah,
I
but
guess.
It was an abusive relationship, so I kind of looked at it like
window shields.
That was my get back. Like
dent the car up, flat the tires.
Yeah,
leave them window shields alone.
Nah,
the back
I kicked one. That nigga door in one time.
That's
the
cool.
Car door.
That's
nigga kicking the door in a Bentley.
They got the thing. Nah, they got
no,
the.
No, it was
they got the
bad.
Pull.
It was bad.
They got the pull. Them window
it
shields.
Was bad. I did the window
Fuck
shield.
Fuck the side windows.
And you know how you can easily break it? You take your cell phone, and you just throw it at it, and it'll just shatter.
I got something better.
That's what I did.
I can tell you later on, but really fast.
But that's if you don't have anything on you. All I did, because I was so mad, I said, something, boom, and I threw the fucking phone. I wasn't even trying to shatter the window shield. And then it did it.
It was a window shield?
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, I did it, Joe.
Well, you threw a motherfucker hard as hell. Don't hit nobody, L'Oreal. Shit.
I don't even think it was that hard. I just threw it. I don't think it had a case. So I think it was just like the contact.
Yeah, window shields, back window shields is fucked up. And then on the back windows, they're so hard because you got to get it back right. Because they're up and down.
I didn't think about the back window.
Oh, my God. Leave them alone.
No, because the nigga violated it. Like,
alone.
I fucking put down the thing. What you call this?
The shades.
Yeah, I put down this with the mirror in it.
Yeah.
And I
visor.
Visor. I put down the visor. I went to look at myself and it was a kiss. It was a kiss in the thing.
Oh, L'Oreal.
So exactly. I was
you
like,
you say it was a Bentley?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they do when they first buy it. The kiss thing be up there. That's everybody's shit. You see how fast well, that was? Why didn't he tell you that?
I did it to a Bentley. I did it to a Range Rover. They was both his cars, but like I fucked those shits up. But then
they both had
when,
the kiss.
But when I found out, no, that was something else. Like he got caught doing something. But one time I found out some shit. Because I stayed with him behind that. Like, I still was with him.
Okay.
And one time I found out some shit, and this one, I left him. I broke every TV in the house. And, like, it was just a mess.
That's what I'm saying. Leave the guy stuff alone.
No, I don't do, like, that was when I was younger. I don't do shit like that no more. You do some shit to
That's
me, I'm
saying.
Out.
Cars, TVs, you know what I'm saying?
I broke the nigga glasses.
Dog. Leave
you
my dog
break
alone.
Glasses and
yeah, you make my glasses.
Nah, and I
tear my belts
Xbox.
Up.
Yeah. I took the Xbox shit, fucked that up.
Yeah, you know the hit.
Yeah, I do.
You know the
hit. I do. I'd be like, what's the most important thing, nigga? But I violated, like, he had mad bottles of champagne, like Cristal. I fucking just poured them shits down the fucking drain.
You just mean.
Yeah, I got him.
That's like a guy going to a girl. We'll call him a bitch ass nigga. If he fuck with your wigs, if he fuck, you know what I'm saying?
I don't wear wigs.
No, I'm just saying, any girl. Like, if a guy going to into a girl shit and grab all her makeup, and grab her wigs. Bro, you a bitch ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
So you calling me a bitch ass nigga?
You did that to a girl you took
No, because you're saying, you're like comparing it.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. You did some fucked up shit. You don't
okay,
do that.
Whatever.
Certain things you leave alone.
So we'll move on.
Yes.
But putting like shit, how you know it was shit from the baby diaper?
Oh, but yeah, wasn't I talking about the shit?
No, we're done talking about shit.
Yeah,
she
must have heard
we're
from
moving
us.
On. That's okay. Last but not least, let's talk about French Montana. So he was doing a video shoot in Miami and they shot like 10 motherfuckers.
Damn.
And it happened after somebody got robbed for their watch, their wallet and their keys. They said that the dude came over and was like, yo, after he got robbed, he was like, yo, he wanted to call his mother because I guess she had the spare to his car. Because like maybe they didn't know what car was his. So I guess they, and when he went to ask, they said that niggas just started spraying shit up. But they only shot 13 times. Let me tell you something. Whoever was shooting was trying to get everybody. And because think about how many times we heard things like, oh, it's 50 shots and they got shot in the leg.
Two people.
Two people got shot in the leg. You shot 13 times and you knew who you was looking for. It had to be, you wanted to hit everybody.
Yeah.
So 10 people got shot. Nobody died though.
Praise the Lord.
Which is good, which is amazing. But the sick part is, these motherfuckers should have been running with YSL because nobody knows who got shot. Nobody's talking.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know if French got shot. And this is his video shoot, but they are saying that the rapper from New Orleans by the name of Rob 49 or Rob 49, I never heard of him before this, but supposedly he's like buzzing out there. So hopefully he's good because they said he got shot.
For everybody.
Yeah. But it's just crazy because like, I'm not going to lie, I don't know about you. First of all, you in an area that's not really all that area you need to be in with mad jewelry and shit. But at the same time, like nowadays with all the shootings and this and that, low key, I see artists only in the station. I don't even want to be around y'all niggas because it's too dangerous.
Too much.
And I mean, it's been dangerous. I've been in situations, you know,
I've
been in situations where my life was at risk many a times being around artists and many a times. Like brushes with death, scary ass shit.
People think that shit is light. That's not
that
light
shit,
life.
Nah, shit that guy. That shit still bother me. Certain shit. You know what I mean? Like, because you act like shit don't matter, but like you pass me in a certain kind of way, give me like PTSD a little bit. We brush that shit off. But like, what the fuck is niggas doing? Like, I don't understand. I get his security and stuff is there, and that's what we say. Your security are cool. But why are we in the hood with all this shit if we already know what's going on?
I don't know why people are always trying to give
flossing
a benefit
in front
of the doubt.
Of niggas, like,
yeah, that's all you're saying is nah, 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 nah. You know what I'm saying? These dudes are hungry. Don't do nothing right before holidays, during holidays, or right after
right
holidays.
Right after holidays, right?
Them three, that section right there from
starving.
November to February, after Valentine's Day, because now he don't give a fuck no more because that's when the women and the kids put all the pressure on you. November to February.
That's a fact.
Pressure for a man. He's going to go out
pressure
there and
for,
do it.
For anything.
I mean, yes, because now...
Because
this
bitch is doing shit too.
Yeah, they are. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, the dude is not there, so now they have to also keep that heat on. It's cold. They got to sit there and make sure the kid have a present for a Christmas. You know what I'm saying? She got to make it...
Bitches
make
is sure. Setting niggas up for Christmas.
All
nigga.
Day long.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to
just
be careful.
Girls offer me some fucking pussy that I never thought was going to give me. They just needed a gift.
I'm not gonna lie. Every single guy that I ever talked to in the past 5 years,
hey, big head,
has hit my fucking phone, and I'm like, or my DM, or my whatever, and checking I'm just it. Looking. The sick part is like, you know, I used to be the type of person that would keep in touch with my exes, like, cause we all had like some kind of relationship, like I was cool with any of them, and not even exes, like people I used to talk to, cause I only consider certain people like relationships, but like now it's like, beat it. Like, there's nothing we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Not one. I can't think of one that I have anything to say.
You had your meeting. He had your meeting, you and you think you're going to talk to him and you serious with somebody else? How that person going to feel?
Yeah, but it's not even just about that. You could be friends with an ex, though.
Yeah, he smashed, though. So it's like, I mean, if you, it all depends on how serious you is with this guy.
You how much you'll let this go. With your ex?
Life is about balance. You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean with that?
If you that guy is still there, your relationship is like this. If you want the balance, you want to keep it balanced so y'all can be at a playing even field. That other guy is going to put too much weight on that side. He's going to be unbalanced.
You'll be cool with your significant other being cool with their ex?
No way.
Everybody's saying no.
For what? For what? Like, y'all not googly eyesing?
Nah, what if you cool with him too? What if she like...
I ain't cool with this nigga. Anybody who put that mean in you, nigga, I don't like this nigga. I don't even like the doctor who smacked you in the ass.
What if it's a nigga you was already cool with and there was some old shit and it's like over?
The more I fall in love with her, the more I hate you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm thinking about...
Yeah,
damn,
she
gave
me
head. Then she gave Albert head just like this.
Maybe she never gave him head.
Yeah. Why she sucking my dick like that then?
Because she loves you.
I'm Mr. Lucky.
She didn't love Albert.
I'm Mr. Lucky again.
It's plenty of people whose dick I didn't suck that I fucked with.
Now, Albert. Albert said
I ain't suck
name.
Albert's dick.
Albert ain't getting no head.
Did you fucking eat every pussy you fucked?
It all depends on what area, what stage of life I was in.
So you did eat every pussy you
no
fucked?
No way. I can't.
That, so what the fuck is, why are you assuming she fucked
Albert? The meat is different. That's like.
No, it's not.
That's like saying.
No, it's not.
L'Oreal, meat is, you gotta look at pussy as the bread on a hot dog.
Dick sucking was the most foul thing you could say to a bitch
you
for years.
You gonna always eat the hot dog. Right and, regardless of bread or not, the pussy is bread. We ain't gonna always eat bread with the hot dog. You grab the hot dog before it's ate it. You always gonna eat the hot dog. Nah. Girls always gonna give head.
If niggas say that they eat pussy, you just eat pussy. But especially back in the day, you'd be like, yo, she sucked my dick. That bitch sucked dick. Like, it's like a
you
bitch.
You ain't my pussy. You're like, oh, nah, so you open your legs for this nigga. It don't, because now you still being nasty. You ain't supposed to open your legs for this
anyway,
nigga.
Anyway, we nasty. Moving on. Shout out. We got to do Black Excellence really quickly. Yes. Shout out to my girl, SZA.
SZA.
She got her number one album. And we are so hyped for her. Like, this album is fire. Definitely. I've been playing Brent Fires and the Drake and 21 album. But when SZA's album came out, I had to put them on pause and let her rock for a second.
Dope.
And she's definitely doing her thing. Also, we want to give a big shout out to Lorna Murdoch, okay. Sorry, who is the Marine Corps' first Black female 2-star general, which is a humongous deal.
Wow.
So big shout out to her.
So she calling shots.
She calls the motherfucking shots and she'll shoot your ass.
Why she shooting me? I'm
she'll
the nice
shoot
guy.
Your ass to be exact. And we're going to get into our last segment of the show. And that's Wax's ABCs. Wax's ABCs. Now, you know how it goes down. We got a word for wax. He's going to use it in a sentence. He's going to define it. He's going to tell us what that motherfucking word is. And today, the word is AKARYOTE. What the fuck is that, Wax?
I see. Ariyote. It's a karaoke. Karaoke. Atari. No. It's Ariyote. Yote is a note that that act sent to R.
Say the word.
Ak-R-Yote.
Ak-R-Yote?
Ak-R-Yote.
Okay. And what's the definition?
Ak-R-Yote is this dude, he's yoked He yoki, you know what I'm saying? He like bulky and shit. You know what I'm saying? So he's he Aki. You know what I'm saying? They call Aki and Yoki the same thing.
Aki, like, you know, like,
Aki. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Aki, okay, you gotta yoki up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So this is just somebody who just asking a question. So it should have like a question mark behind this one. So they like, is he Aki or he yoki? You know what I'm saying? So
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Just Aki yoke.
Okay, and use it in a sentence.
All right. I came on the block, went down 18th down Linden. You know what I'm saying? We used to always do the pull-ups on the light pole. And one of the young boys, some people, I'm old school, so I was calling, oh, he yoke. Nah, and the other dude was like, yo, he act. So yeah. I'm like, oh, he acky yoke, you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What happened? That's not it?
Twerk, please tell us what the fuck that word is. Yo, something is really wrong with you, bro.
The word is a eukaryote, and it's a cell without a nucleus.
Ah.
Close.
It's kind of good. Yeah, if you think about it.
It wasn't.
It kind of definitely sound like what he said.
It doesn't.
And when they was doing pull-ups, they need some
cells.
Yeah, he needs some cells.
It's like you're in a cell.
That's what you need, the solar.
All right, we out of here. Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And we'll see you next week.
Where's my shirt at?
Bye. You ain't got no fucking shirt.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.